It's Three Chords and the Truth, a program showcasing the best in alternative, roots, and Americana music. With your hosts, Paddy McHugh and Jen Myers. Music, interviews, and musings. Right here on 98.9 FM in Brisbane and around the many nations now called Australia on the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
You are listening to Three Chords and the Truth, brought to you by our sponsor, BrigoloCountry.com.au. My name is Jen Mize, and I'm sitting across the table always from my pal, my great mate, Paddy McHugh. Hey, Paddy.
Hey, Jen Mize, how are you?
I'm pretty good. We got a pretty good show.
We do. It's going to be a little bit different to what we usually do. But of course, Jen, before we get into it,
we will do
what we always do, which is stop to acknowledge the Jagera people as the traditional custodians of the land in the west end of Brisbane, where this show is recorded.
We would also like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of all the lands where this show is broadcast.
Yeah, so Jen, this is a bit different. What are we going to do here today?
Well, I thought we've got a couple more shows before the end of the year. And, you know, we have our Christmas show and blah, blah, blah. But we had a couple more, and I thought we had two. And I thought, what about doing the songs that made us?
Mm.
You know, like the reason why I'm a songwriter, you're a songwriter, and do a show, dedicate an entire show to the songs that made Paddy.
Okay.
And then the next show we'll do the songs that made Jen.
I like it.
Yeah?
I like it, yeah.
Are you cool with that?
I'm totally cool with that.
Because I want to know. Like, I'm really curious.
All right, well, I'd love to share some of the, I suppose, songs that shaped me and my life. And
yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, I suppose we'd have to go back to the beginning, right?
Yeah, well, we've got to start somewhere.
Okay, all right. Well, look, most listeners would know that I grew up in Tamworth.
Yes.
You know, I'm a country musician. You can't grow up in Tamworth and not be a country musician, I think.
I think there is a law. It's written someplace.
It is. It's, you know, in the cement in town or something. I don't...
right under the big golden guitar, something.
That's right, probably somewhere there. I'll scratch my name in a few curbs in Tamworth, that's for sure. But look... I suppose growing up in Tamworth, I never thought country music was cool as a kid. I always kind of rejected it.
Yeah, rebel.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, you just reject what your parents and what older people listen to and, you know, you're too cool for school. But I did get exposed to a lot of country music. And later in life when I came back to it and started listening to country again and realizing, oh, my God, this is amazing. And, you know, I can't believe I threw the baby out of the bathwater with this stuff.
You started hearing the storytelling and more, yeah.
Yeah, and a lot of it was familiar to me. And I realized that, you know, you can't grow up in Tamworth without being exposed to a lot of country music. And one artist in particular who is, you know, very, very well known in Tamworth, I think he's got the most golden guitars won by any person. And that is, of course, is Slim Dusty.
Yep. Gotta be.
Yeah, and you know, I think for many Australians, he's kind of burnt into your psyche, and his stories and his songs are there, they're ever present. So, do you know what? I'm not going to play one from my childhood because I probably wouldn't remember the ones that I would have been listening to, but I'll play a Slim Dusty track, and this is one that I've actually been enjoying of late.
Yeah.
It's called Diggin' a Hole.
I sit here thinking, wondering where away you are. Every night I sit here drinking, digging a hole in my guitar. Friday night I'm out there working, putting my wages across the bar. Saturday morning I'm all hurting, digging a hole in my guitar. I'm digging a hole, bearing my soul. I'm digging a hole in my guitar. I'm digging a hole, out of control. I'm digging a hole in my guitar. Back when I first saw you, you smiled at me from across the bar. Up close, don't things sure look different, just like this hole in my guitar. digging a hole, burying my soul. I'm digging a hole in my guitar. I'm digging a hole out of control. I'm digging a hole in my guitar. Wondering where, oh, where you are. Every morning I'm still hurting, digging a hole in my guitar. I'm digging a hole, burying my soul. I'm digging a hole in my guitar. I'm digging a hole out of control. I'm digging a hole in my guitar.
You're back on Three Chords and the Truth. This is Jen Mize here with Patty McHugh. Now, Patty, this is the songs that made Patty show, and we're doing all these songs that have, you know, provided you with a reason for songwriting and your idea of what music is, your creative outlets. What do you have for us next?
Well, we'll go, we're going to jump continent. So we start with Slim Dusty. That's the Tamworth influence.
Of course.
Look, growing up, my dad and mum were really into sort of, I suppose, the English sort of rock and roll thing that was happening.
Classic rock.
Yeah. You know, it's a bit of Beatles. I was never a huge Beatles fan, and I'm gonna get mercifully taunted for that. But anyway.
That's all right. You could have not been a Beatles fan then, and maybe you're starting to appreciate now as a songwriter. Oh, wow.
I've had drinks thrown at me for this. But anyway, let's not.
I still love you.
Thank you, Jen.
And I love the Beatles, but I love you both.
Oh, thank you. But look, yeah, mum and dad had a lot of vinyl. I used to spend a lot of time digging through the vinyl and putting it on, and it was a real experience that I loved. I still haven't got back into vinyl, but I can see myself doing it soon.
I have.
I'm sure.
It's a deep, 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 deep hole.
Yes, one that I shall fall into, I'm sure. But look, two of the bands that come from this English school of rock that I spent a lot of time listening to on vinyl that Dad was a big fan of. First is the Rolling Stones, of course.
Of course.
And I'm going to play Honky Tonk Woman because it's just such a badass song.
Of course.
But another band that I really dug, now I'm not 100% sure, but I'm going to say Eric Clapton was in this band.
Yes, he was.
Blind Faith, yep. And the song that I love from them, I'm going to play because I haven't listened to it in ages, but I'm really excited about, is Can't Find My Way Home.
that was like the coolest little folky little thing. I love that song. I didn't realize it was from Blind Faith.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I think they came after Cream.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But look, you know, listening to that, like I hadn't listened to it in years, and in my head they were a rock band. But when I heard that again, I'm like,
it's like folk rock.
It is. It's like straight up folk music. It's like falsetto singing and finger picking on guitar. And
yeah.
So maybe I didn't even like the rock at all. I was always a folky at heart. I don't know.
But I don't know. There's also in that song you could hear it like live going from folky to rocky and having this like evolution live into this massive.
Big jam banks with big drums and yeah.
Well, where are you taking us next, Paddy McHugh?
Well, the first artist that I really got into, which it was probably an obvious segue considering that was the kind of stuff that I was listening to on my parents' vinyl,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure it was the first record that I bought.
Okay,
was Jimi Hendrix.
Yes, because
I just started playing guitar, and you know I loved. You know, the sound of it, especially distorted. I had a little amp, a little solid state Fender. I still own it, actually.
Yeah.
And I used to just, you know, turn the distortion to max and just wail on it. I was terrible.
Pedal and
yeah. But, you know, at that stage, Jimmy was, you know, he was the penultimate. You know, he was the ultimate jam guy on guitar. So I, you know, bought a record from, no, it wouldn't have been a record. It would have been a cassette.
Yes, of course.
From my local music shop, which I probably would have been intimidated to go into. But anyway.
been around like 1988, 89, somewhere around there.
Yeah. So fantastic. CDs were probably pretty fandangled and new, but I had a tape player at home, that's for sure.
Yeah, brother, I remember.
So yeah, look, I got into Jimi Hendrix, so I can't, if we're going to do songs that made Patty, I have to play a Jimi Hendrix
track. Of course, why wouldn't you?
All right, this song is a live version of Hear My Train A-Comin'.
Yeah, I see we got a few friends laying around here in the studio. Hey, Mr. Nolan, I can do a little number for you right here. You all together now? You all together? We're going to throw a little bit of blues on you here. Yeah, okay, there you go. Get my heart together again. Well, I wait around the train station, waiting for that train. Be big, yeah. Gonna make a whole lot of money, baby.
gonna give a piece of you. I'm gonna give a piece of you too, baby. Yes, indeed, baby. I'm just trying to get my heart back together. Back together again. Thank you very much. Thanks. Yeah, okay then. Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I got my heart back together, and everybody all right? It's all right. Thanks a lot, then. Take it easy, then. See y'all later. Merry Christmas, yeah. Same here. Just have me and my guitar now.
Jen Myers, I would like to take a moment to talk about our sponsor, brigalowcountry.com.au.
Brigalow Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand, stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
Brigalow Country is running a competition over Christmas with a bunch of giveaways to be won.
All you need to do is post a photo of yourself with or wearing your favorite Brigalow Country purchase to Facebook or Instagram and then tag at Brigalow Country and at 3Chords989FM and you'll go in the draw to win one of three $150 vouchers.
Awesome. And on top of that, the grand prize winner will also receive a beautifully framed and mounted acoustic guitar that has been signed by some of Brisbane's favourite country musicians.
As a special Christmas offer for 3Chords and the Truth listeners, for December only, Brigalow Country have increased the 15% store-wide discount to 20%. So just enter the code 98.9FM at checkout.
That's right. Just enter 98.9FM at checkout and get your huge Christmas 20% off. Brigalow Country, proud supporters of Australian country music and us here at
Three Chords and the Truth.
All right, Jen, back to the music.
We're doing the songs that made Patty. Now, Patty, we've had The Stones, Slim Dusty, Blind Faith, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, it's been pretty all, you're an all-arounder.
Mm.
Yeah? Where are we going next, all-arounder?
Well, we're going to go to Byron Bay in a way.
Okay, let's go to Byron Bay. It's a good place.
I mentioned I grew up in Tamworth. There wasn't much music going on in Tamworth outside of country music.
Out of the country music scene. Yeah, fair enough.
And when I was, I don't want to put an age on it, but when I was young, it was, you know, still young enough to be needing my parents to take me to concerts. My mum took me to the Byron Bay Blues Fest and we camped.
How old were you?
Oh, I'm going to say like 12 or 13.
Oh man, what a great experience for a 12 or 13 year old.
Yeah, and look, it just threw me into a world that I did not even know knew. I didn't know it existed. It was completely like, the whole thing of Byron was completely foreign to me. I'd never seen hippies. I'd never seen people smoking, you know, marijuana openly.
Yeah.
And it just kind of blew my mind. Like, I was just kind of like, who are these people and where are they from? And it was amazing. And one artist that I saw there that's a little bit daggy to admit that I was really into at the time, but he was a big name at the time and he used to come to Byron every year and he's actually going to be coming back for the 30th anniversary happening next year.
Yeah.
Is Ben Harper.
Now, you say daggy to admit. I can definitely say Ben Harper is one of my favorite songwriters.
Yeah. Look,
like, I can still say it. I have a Ben Harper poster in my front room in my house.
Yeah, look, I loved him. I'm not going to rubbish it. I suppose, you know, the punk rocker in me, which I'll touch on later, you know, this was kind of, you know, seen as sort of, you know, throwaway music. It wasn't loud. It wasn't fast. It wasn't aggressive. It wasn't enough, you know, although he was doing his own thing just in a more sort of peaceful and all-encompassing and loving way. He was still trying to meet the same ends, I reckon.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, I love Ben Harper. I could defend him all day long. For those of you who don't like Ben Harper's music, there's a whole lot more than Steal My Kisses.
Yes, which is much later. So yeah. I'm going to play something from his early days. I remember seeing him live in concert and Juan Nelson was slapping away on the bass like a funk master. And I was really sort of just amazed at his musicality and what really got me was the audience response. Like, it was probably the first time that I'd seen an audience really like completely just getting caught up
mesmerized
in a show.
Yep.
And I got kind of swept up in it as well.
I don't blame you, dude. What song?
Oppression.
Oh, yes.
Yes, here we go.
Cool.
Oh, oppression, you prey on us when we sleep. Oppression, you chase after the tired or the weak. Oppression, you know you mean only harm. Oppression, you reach out with your long arm. But oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oppression, you seek population control. Oppression, to divide and to conquer is your goal. Oppression, I swear that hatred is your home. Oppression, you just won't leave bad enough alone. But oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oppression, I don't see how you sleep. Oppression, for your bleeding conscience I weep. Oppression, you may have the dollar on your side, but oppression from the gospel truth you cannot hide. And oppression, I won't let you near me. Oh no, oppression, you shall learn to fear me. Yes, you will. Oppression, I won't let you near me. Oppression, you shall fear me.
Tune to Three Chords and the Truth, a weekly hoedown showcasing the best in Americana music with your hosts, Patty McHugh and Jen Myers.
This is Three Chords and the Truth. You're with Jen and Patty, and we're doing the songs that made Patty. So far, it's been pretty eclectic, my friend.
Yeah, look, I've never limited myself to a style of music. Always said, and people say to me all the time, oh, what kind of music do you like? And my answer is like, I like good music. And I think good music can come from any genre.
Word.
Like, and speaking of eclectic, like for this show, I'm playing all these songs that influenced me and, you know, a huge part of my musical life and a huge part of what I do now, what I love is all wrapped up in punk rock. And I also love reggae and I love hip hop. I love everything.
Yeah. There have been a few times where you've tried to sneak a reggae song through in our programming and I've gone, I don't think we can play that.
No. And but, and just quickly, that aside, that noise you hear in the background is my dog, Lucy. He's in the studio tonight.
Lucy's
oh, she just
studio.
Farted.
Did she really?
She did. On cue. Good girl.
Lucy, good girl. Good girl. Come here, sweetheart.
Anyway, I digress.
Your punk rock influence, it's really substantial, and punk rock crosses over to alt country and country these days, and it's in you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Look, and the one thing that I learned from many years of playing punk rock and thrash and heavy sort of rock stuff when I was living in the city was that I learned that music can be many things, but what it really mattered to me and what I really liked about punk rock and what it taught me is that music is a really powerful tool, nay, even say weapon. Mm. It holds a lot of power. And I thought, look, if you're going to be getting up there and singing songs and you're going to be given a platform to speak and to sing from, you're almost, I believe, you're wasting your time unless you're doing something good with it. And that's what I've kind of always carried with me.
Yeah, mate. I've been to your shows. I felt that the very first time I saw one of your shows, where you know it's important to you that you have this voice and you say some important things with it.
Mm.
Yeah, I love that about going to your shows.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to play a song that influenced me sort of as I was sort of coming out of the end of the punk rock thing that I did. I'm a band from Sydney called Roaring Jack.
Roaring Jack.
Okay. Yeah. So they're kind of in a similar vein to Weddings, Parties, Anything, but they're doing their own thing in Sydney. Very, very sort of folk infused, but still with a bit of grit to it. Mm-hmm. And hyper political, very almost socialist in their views, but they were also humanist. They just were fighting for their downtrodden and doing it with grace, beauty and amazing poetry. And I just really dug this band. And when you hear it, you're going to be like, oh my God, I hear that in your music.
Awesome.
This is Roaring Jack with the Lads of the BLF.
You're listening to Three Chords and the Truth with Jen and Patty McHugh. We're doing the songs that made Patty, that last song, the Roaring Jack.
Roaring Jack, yeah.
So they're a Sydney punk band with a Scottish singer.
That's right.
And Lads of the BLF was that song.
Yeah. The BLF was a, you know, Building Labourers Federation. It's like a militant union that just wouldn't put up with any, you know, nonsense from the corporations. And yeah, they got up to a lot of trouble, and that song's honouring those strikers and, you know, writers. It's great.
Rightio. Where are we going next?
Well, I'm going to stay in a similar sort of vein. Coming out of the punk rock world, I eased back into acoustic music through a couple of different bands, and like Roaring Jack is one. They're using, you know, traditional instruments, acoustic guitars and accordions, that sort of stuff. But a band that I think Roaring Jack actually played with them. I do believe there's a story I'll have to chase up another time. But yeah, this is a band that they played with. It's in a similar vein, and it really opened my eyes up to, you know, the amazing things you can do with acoustic music, and in particular Celtic music. This is The Pogues with their song The Old Main Drag.
Awesome.
When I first came to London, I was only 16, with a fiver in my pocket and my old dancing bag. I went down to the Dilly to check out the scene, but I soon ended up upon the old main drag. There the he-males and the she-males paraded in style, and the old man with the money would flash you a smile. In the dark of an alley you would work for a five, for a swift one, not the rest, down on the old main drag. In the cold winter nights the old town it was chill, but there were boys in the cafes who'd give you cheap pills. If you didn't have the money you'd cajole and you'd beg. There was always lots of chewing all on the old main drag. One evening as I was lying down in Leicester Square, I was picked up by the coppers and kicked in the balls. Between the metal doors at Vine Street I was beaten and mauled, and I ruined my good looks for the old main drag. In the tube station the old ones who were on the way out would dribble and vomit and grovel and shout, and the coppers would come along and push them about. And I wished I could escape from the old main drag. And now I am lying here, I have had too much booze. I've been spat on and shat on and raped and abused. I know that I am dying and I wish I could beg for some money to take me from the old main drag.
You're back with Three Chords and the Truth. We're doing all things Patty, songs that made Patty McHugh, this guy that's sitting across from me.
I feel like this is great. I'm enjoying this very much, but you know, I feel like you're looking into my the window of my soul or something here.
I feel like I am too, and I like what I see, dude.
It's pretty dark in there.
Well, it's dark, but it's honest. I like that.
Ah, thanks, Jen.
I like that, bro. Where what are we doing next?
Well, I've just played the Pogues.
Yeah.
In fact, the next artist I'm going to play, Steve Earle, who's had a big influence on me, and I really love Steve Earle. But how I actually came to know of him, of course I knew who he was because of Copperhead Road. That song was just like everywhere. Particularly in Tamworth. Like every night someone, you know, that would chime in. And anyway, what I didn't realise is from that album, Copperhead Road, he actually recorded a song with the Pogues, a song called Johnny Come Lately.
Right.
And it's one of my favourite tracks off that record. But I really came to Steve Earle through the Pogues. Someone said, oh, you know, he'd recorded this song with them. The Pogues had gone over and done it. Apparently the story goes that, you know, his band was unhappy with his drug use at the time, and they threatened to not show up for recording, and he was like, well, buggy, then I'll get the Pogues, flippantly, and they were like, yeah, really? We'll do it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I don't know how true that is, but that's what I've heard in the folk annals.
Well, and these days with Steve Earle, I mean, he's so loved in Ireland. Galway Girl is basically an Irish standard these days.
Oh, absolutely. So, huge song in Ireland. Yeah. And he's done a lot of stuff with Sharon Shannon, and he's recorded a lot with a lot of Irish musicians. He's quite a well-known artist over there, and he tours there a lot. But yeah, it was the Pogues who actually brought me to him, and I was like, what, the Copperhead Road guy? And then I was surprised to discover that there was a lot more depth to him. And in fact, it sort of lines up very well with what I was talking about, you know, the politics of music and using music. You know, he's got a lot of music that has got an agenda, and I like his politics. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's generally speaking, it's very good and you know, caring. Anyway, I'm rambling on.
No, you're not. It's good stuff.
But I'll play you a Steve Earle track that I like as a fellow musician. It's called Steve's Last Ramble, and it kind of sums up with, you know, how I feel as a musician sometimes, and, you know, you feel like packing it in, but yeah, I haven't done it yet.
Gotcha.
One, two, jump. just rambling round and find my way back home to you, back home to you.
McHugh, I'd like to take a moment just to talk about our sponsor, brigalowcountry.com.au.
Sure, Jen. Brigalow Country are an Australian-owned Western wear brand stocking everything from shirts, hats, belts, and accessories to country furniture and home decor.
Brigalow Country is running a competition over Christmas with a bunch of giveaways to be won.
All you need to do is post a photo of yourself with or wearing your favorite Brigalow purchase to Facebook or Instagram, and then tag at Brigalow Country and at Three Chords 989 FM, and you'll go into the draw to win one of three $150 vouchers.
On top of that, the grand prize winner will also receive a beautifully framed and mounted acoustic guitar that has been signed by some of Brisbane's favourite country musicians.
And as a special Christmas offer for Three Chords and the Truth listeners, for December only, Brigalow has increased their 15% off store-wide discount to 20%. Just enter the code 98.9FM at checkout to get your discount.
That's right. Just enter the code 98.9FM at checkout to get your 20% off store-wide.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
Brigalow Country, proud supporters of Australian country music, and us here at Three Chords and the Truth.
All right, Patty, back to the music. That's right. This episode of Three Chords and the Truth is all about the songs that made Patty McHugh. Patty, where are you taking us next? I'm really loving this journey.
Well, I went from the Pogues into Steve Earle. They've band led me to another. And Steve Earle actually led me to the next artist who, surprisingly, I hadn't heard of until I saw the Heartworn Highways DVD, which yes. I saw, got into because Steve Earle.
Mm-hmm.
And mind blown. If nobody out there knows what we're talking about, it's a DVD starring Guy Clark Jr., mm-hmm. Steve Earle, Townes Van Zandt, and they're just sitting around singing in a kitchen basically and living their lives. And it is an amazing insight into, I suppose what you call like the foundations of Americana music, really.
The foundations of alt country for sure.
Yeah.
That kind of Texas alt country world and those songwriters, those troubadours, those vagabonds, those guys that just wrote songs and were never really very famous.
Mm. I cried when I watched the DVD.
Oh man, it'll do it to you.
Anyway,
I get it.
Let's do this. Townes Van Zandt. Pancho and Lefty.
Pancho and Lefty, of course.
Play this song first called Pancho and Lefty. Sorry about the air conditioners being off, but it won't be very long. It gets really hot. I don't know what we'll do. Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dreams. Pancho was a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. But Pancho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. But that's the way it goes. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Pancho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. The day they laid poor Pancho low, Lefty split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him slip away. Now the poets tell how Pancho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold, so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. We'll save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do, and now he's growing old. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose. A few gray federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him go so wrong out of kindness, I suppose.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Man, I never heard it. I never heard it that quiet in here before. It's fun.
Jen Mize, guess what time it is?
Ooh, yes, it is. It's shout-out time.
You know it.
It's shout-out time.
Mm-mm-mm. That's right. We're going to send our love around to the listeners, wherever they are, wherever mm-hmm. they may reside. Mm-hmm. And this week's shout-out is going to go to all of the mob listening in Taree via 2Bob Radio.
Yeah, 2Bob. Coming to you via the National Indigenous Radio Service and the Community Radio Network.
Now, Jen, I've really enjoyed sharing some of these songs that made me who I am.
I've really enjoyed getting to know more of you, Patty. I thought I was fully across everything, Patty, but no, I was not.
Look, I reckon I could have pulled out more songs, and there was certain periods where, you know, I played one song, but, you know, there was lots more and other bands that I could have dived into that were really influential. But look, it was a snapshot.
It's a snapshot. And maybe a year from now we'll do this again.
Yes. And next week, we're going to do you. I'm going to flip the tables, Jen.
Yeah.
And I'm going to pick your brain. I'm going to find out the songs that made Jen Mize and what's inspired you as a songwriter and as a performer and as a radio DJ.
Oh, I must think of something.
And I can't wait, Jen, because I reckon you're going to have some deep, dark secrets in there. Some I know randoms. A bit about you, but I reckon you're going to be like surprising me still.
Some randoms in there.
Oh, you bet.
Yeah.
There'll be some no stone left unturned.
No stones left unturned.
Now, Jen, earlier in the program when I was talking about all these songs that, you know, have influenced me on my journey to who I am today, mm-hmm. I glazed over quite a significant period in my life, which was the punk rock and also the reggae period. Do you know I was once kicked out of Jamaica? true
no
story.
No way. They don't kick people out of Jamaica, Patty McKee.
Anyway, let's not dwell there. But anyway, reggae is a huge part of my musical story. And the reason that is, and same with punk rock, is because ultimately it's music that preaches love and human companionship and progression. And I love that. It's really important to me. Now, you being a Three Chords and the Truth at home here at 98.9 FM in Brisbane, which is a country station, I can't usually play reggae and punk music on this radio show because it's not really suited to what we do and our listeners, generally speaking. But Jen Mice, I have found a way to play not only a punk song but a reggae song by mashing them together.
A reggae slash punk song.
That's right. And I'm going to go out with it this week because it's the songs that made me. So
yes, it is. It's your time.
The artistic license to do that.
Yes, it is.
And I do believe that this band is actually, you're a big fan of them as well, Sublime.
Oh, man, I'm a huge fan. Yeah. Huge fan.
Yes. And you saw them back in the day when they, No Doubt opened?
I did. It was No Doubt with Gwen Stefani opening, and it was a rough as guts, awesome show. It was so cool.
I am so jealous.
It was very cool.
Oh, I hate you right now. No, I do. I love you, but I love you for that experience.
I love you, but it was awesome. It was awesome. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too. And sadly, the singers passed away.
Bradley.
Locked in time. Mm. But anyway, that'll do for the week. This is the songs that made Patty. I hope you've enjoyed it and got a bit of an insight into me. This is Sublime with their track, Santeria.
Yes!